Okay, Joe, a disappointing day all round.
Yeah, disappointing, you know. We've come up against a good side. We've played them down there and they've beaten us, and they've played them here and they've beaten us. But a lot of things we've got to take positively from the match, you know. What do you call them? We, 10 men second half, we played really, really well. Disappointed to be two goals down in the man down in the first half. But again, that's the margins when you go up against good teams, you know. Any little errors, any little chinks will be tested. We've just spoke to the boys there about that. But what do you call them? We've got to now dust ourselves down and get ready to go next weekend and see who the draw brings us on Monday.
Yeah, it's days like this, Joe, where your players can learn an awful lot.
Of course, yeah, what do you call them? That's why they've come to the club. That's why we've brought them, that there's an education there for them to step up and play, you know. And as I say, if we look at the progress they've made since we've come in the summertime, we're delighted, you know. We've won a number of matches. Yes, we've got beaten twice by Sligo, but, you know, all the other matches we've done well, and even last week in Dundalk we played well. But look it, we have to dust ourselves down and get ready for Saturday or Sunday next week.
It was difficult at times, especially in the first half, and they got off to the perfect start with the goal after, what, just over the minute gone, you know.
Yeah, it is, but we've got to address that, because that's happened to us in Sligo as well, where we've got caught. So it's something we're going to have to look at and discuss, and we'll review in the video, and we'll get ready for next week and make sure it doesn't happen next week. Yeah. But again, that's part of the learning.
Yeah. Was discipline an issue, Joe?
Well, it was, yes, but what do you call them? We want them to play on the edge, and again, unfortunately today, Mark's made a poor decision on the second one, you know. What do you call him? The first one, yes, I think was a card. The second one, he's got to learn to play and manage a yellow card, and that's something we've been talking to them about, you know. And as I say, that's something they've got to learn, that you've got to see out games when you are carrying a card. And, you know, it's our first sending off of the season, which is disappointing. And we certainly don't want it against Sligo, because they're a good side. And it was hard enough for 11. Farrell's played them at 10.
Yeah, but as you said, I mean, qualifying from the section is a major achievement. Unfortunately, it's going to be an away draw in the quarterfinals. There's some big sides and good teams left there at this stage now.
Yeah, but again, that's part of the experience. We want to play them sides and see where we are. And we'll have to dust ourselves down then and get ready for the new season. As I say, for next season, we will only lose Dara Black. He's the only boy that's not underage next year. He will be a huge loss, because he's quality, and I think he's shown that there today, you know, the quality that he's displayed to us. We again are looking to get fellas through to the first team. We've had one or two of them that have stepped up at different times today. Now it's going to be harder for them to step up to the Premier, but that's the challenge that's now placed before these boys, and what we've got to get prepared them for when we dust down at the end of the season and move towards next season.
So the youth structures are certainly working well, Joe. I mean, you've got teams now at under 17 as well, under 19, it's good competitive action, and there's some good talent out there.
Oh, there's loads of good players coming through. And I say, and that although we've got beaten today by Sligo, we still got good players. And as I say, some of those boys have 2 years still left under 19, so they will have to learn, and they will have to step up with that and match that. And again, I know you're giving away a year or 2 years, it does make a difference, because I look at the progress these boys have made over the last 6 months. If they can make the same progress over the next 12 months, then I'd be expecting us to have it reverse that result this time next year, yeah. You know. And as I say, Sligo do have a number of 98s playing as well, but it's part of our learning and part of where we're coming from. So, you know, the boys are disappointed, but we're in a quarter final, so we've got to look at that and get ready for that next week.
Okay, Gavin, good victory today for Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, it was a good match. Some nice football played, and we're very happy. It's not often you come up to Donegal and get something out of it, so. We have a very young team, I suppose. We put a plan together a few years ago, just trying 4 years ago. We've been an awful lot of young players, and we started at 16-year-olds. And like out of the 11 that started today, there's 8 of them underage again next year. So
yeah, some good players on show there, Gavin.
Yeah, on both sides. On both sides there was. And I think, you know, the future for both clubs, I think, is that we have to try and promote youth and try and get them into our first teams, and hopefully they can push on from there.
Yeah, and there's two or three players in your squad today who have been involved with the first team squad, and I suppose that's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, we've been lucky. Gary Armstrong has played regularly with the first team. Ross Tanney, the centre half, has been around the first team. Liam Flatt is playing with the first team. Regan Donald and Gary Boylan are available to play under 19 still, and we don't play them, you know. So I mean, we've been very, very lucky, but it's taken an awful lot of hard work. It's taken 4 years hard work. You know, the coaching staff do a huge amount of work on it, but it's nice to get the rewards, and the rewards for us is trying to get them into the first team squad. That's what it's about, you know. Yeah.
So into the quarterfinals now, and Harps are there as well. I suppose this is where the fun starts, really. It's knockout from here on in.
Yeah, but it's great. Like I said, it's a development league, you know. No disrespect to anybody else, you know. You can go on, no more than Joe would be the same. It's about developing. It's about developing young people, the sacrifice they have to make to sort of play football at the highest level. it'll be interesting. You know, we're at home, so I don't know when we're going to get or who we're going to get, but it's been a very successful season. I think it's been great for the Electricity League. You know, they had a lot of people were worried about the under 19 league starting. Now the under 17 league is starting. You know, we know there's going to be an under 15 league. I think it's the way forward. There's a pathway for young people to try and get into the first team. So it's all positive.
Yeah. The season just passed then, Gavin. I suppose mixed fortunes for Sligo Rovers and Finn Harps. Harps, of course, getting promotion. I mean, that's good for the North West. And I'm sure Sligo Rovers will be happy to see Harps up there.
Thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled. I'm thrilled for Ollie Horgan. He's a personal friend of mine for a long, long time. And I'm delighted for him. We've had a couple of players that, you know, he benefited from. Young Rory was up there, you know, and Regan Donnan was up there on loan. And I think the North West clubs have to help each other, and you include Derry in that. I think it's very important that we sort of help each other, even though we're competitors in the game and in the one league now, and it's great to see them in the one league. But we got to help and try and make everybody survive what's going to be a very difficult season for everybody next year. We're under no illusion at our clubs. We have a new manager who's come in, who I think is really good and a very good appointment. He's came from academy set up in Peterborough, very nice guy, so he knows he is a big task, but everybody has, it's hard to attract players to this part of the world, so you just sort of develop them.
Yeah, and I know from speaking to Ollie Horgan, the work has already started in preparing for next season. Gavin, I'm sure it's the same situation at the showgrounds.
Yeah, it has. We're probably a couple of weeks behind where everybody else would be. Like I said, Dave is only after coming in this week. I know he's in town next week, but I'm sure he's been chasing contacts in England that he has. We know, look, we've sort of rebuilt since we won the league in 2012. You know, we've taken a backward step. But in fairness to the committee, you know, we invest that money in the ground. We have a fantastic ground, fantastic training facilities now, so we have a great base to work off. So we're looking forward to the future.
And you're still enjoying it yourself?
Yeah, I enjoy this part of it. I enjoy coming to watch the young lads play. Never want to get mad into that first team stuff again. No. I was stuck into it for a couple of games when we had managers changed. But yeah, look, football's like a drug. It's like a drug to us all. And there's a lot of good people in Finn Harps who deserve an awful lot of credit. You know, the committee, the supporters, everybody, because it's a huge undertaking now to run a football club, and especially a professional or semi-professional football club. It takes an awful lot of volunteers, an awful lot of bodies, an awful lot of commitment. So I was thrilled for them.